Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I'm very, very excited to welcome to the program my next guest. He is the founder of the American Civil Rights Coalition, ACRI. And he is also responsible for overturning affirmative action in the state of California. He has been pushing back against the idea of equity and speaking for the idea of equality, which is something that is found in the good book. The Bible talks to us about equality. All men are created equal. They're all creations. God created each and every one of us. And it's my pleasure to welcome my dear friend, Ward Connerly, to the program. Ward, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. It's a pleasure to be with you, sir.
Well, it's always a joy to have you, and I'm so glad you could be with me today. We've got an interesting situation. Almost all of the nation's top 25 medical schools are incorporating ideas related to critical race theory into mandatory training programs for students and staff, has been warned by a watchdog website documenting leftist indoctrination in K through 12 and higher education. This is according to an article written by Bill Pan in the Epoch Times. Can you talk to me about your thoughts on this issue of critical race theory?
Well, it's a goofy idea that comes from the academic world. And when I was serving my 12-year sentence as a regent of the University of California, I learned firsthand what critical race theory was all about. And it is not a good idea to be teaching our kids, to be teaching anyone, that we are fundamentally evil people, we're racist, and the only way we're going to get beyond our racism, they say, is to practice critical race theory, which is sort of a form of inoculation against racism. They call it anti-racism. But in fact, critical race theory is racism. And it is destined, I believe, to go to the dustbin of history, because it is totally inconsistent with what we believe. We're not evil people, Pastor Greg. We are good people trying to live our lives. And critical race theory tries to indoctrinate kids, little kids, from the very earliest of ages into this cult, if you will, called critical race theory. And it is dangerous for our society to be...
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Keep going.
It is dangerous. It just divides society in ways that we can never bring it back together again. And I just fear that it's taken over every vestige of our lives.
I want to play for us. This is my friend Derek Wilburn, and he spoke not long ago, and this went viral at the Colorado Springs District 49 School Board meeting. Derek is a Black American. He is actually in a biracial marriage, and he is a son that is a graduate of the Air Force Academy. He's an incredible guy. He used to be a regular on my program before his schedule got so crazy that he wasn't able to make it. But I want to share this with you because there's some things that he says in here that are in line, and then I'd like to get your thoughts and comments on it, Ward. Hang on. Here we go.
Derek Wilburn, as you approach the mic, I want to just make a comment to our audience. When you agree with the speaker and you stand up, you are showing the board a consensus, I guess, that you agree with that particular speaker. So again, I encourage you, if you agree, stay by your seat, but stand up. Okay, that way we can see that. Thank you. Sir, please go ahead.
Good evening, board. I'd like to begin my comments tonight by reading a quote, which in essence is the genesis of all of this Black Lives Matter, social justice, CRT conversations we're having in our country today. Quote, "I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color," close quote. Colin Kaepernick, August 2016. I am the direct descendant of the North American slave trade. Both my parents are black, all four of my grandparents are black, all eight of my great-grandparents, all 16 of my great-greats. On my mother's side, my ancestors were enslaved in Alabama. On my father's side, we were enslaved in Texas. I am not oppressed. I'm not oppressed, and I'm not a victim. I'm neither oppressed nor a victim. I travel all across this country of ours. And I check into hotels, and I fly commercially, and I walk into retail establishments, and I order food in restaurants. I go wherever I want, whenever I want. I am treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, literally from coast to coast. I have three children. They are not oppressed either, although they are victims. I've taught my children they are victims of three things: their own ignorance, their own laziness, and their own poor decision-making. That is all. My children, we are not victims of America. We are not victims of some unseen 190-year-old force that kind of floats around in the ether. Putting critical race theory into our classrooms is taking our nation in the wrong direction. Racism in America would by and large be dead today if it were not for certain people and institutions keeping it on life support. And sadly, one of those institutions is the American education system. I can think of nothing more damaging to a society than to tell a baby born today that she has grievances against another baby born today simply because of what their ancestors may have done two centuries ago. There is simply no point in doing that to our children, and putting critical race theory into our classrooms in part does that. Putting critical race theory into our classrooms is not combating racism, it's fanning the flames of what little embers are left. I encourage you to support this resolution. Let racism die the death it deserves, and let's keep living the life of the country that we want. Thank you.
And there you have it. My good friend Derek Wilburn sharing in front of the school board in a district where he lives and where his children all attended school. Ward, your thoughts on his comments?
Pastor Greg, he could not be more on target in describing what the problem is and why we need to resist this. And we are resisting it in many places. Just recently, the school board in the city, the great city of San Francisco, was recalled because a group of Americans of Chinese descent had had enough with their nonsense and recalled them. The entire board.
Wow.
And this is the kind of activism that we need. And I'm happy to say that Selena Chu, the person who led this effort, is what I call a member of my tribe. Because she was by my side during the campaign involving Prop 209 to get rid of race preferences. But we have a real challenge on our hands as a society, because we're fighting against not only the academy, the academic world, we're fighting the president of the United States, my God.
Yeah.
President and the vice president are the main progenitors of nonsense called CRT.
And that is, you know, just such an atrocity. But I think that Americans are waking up, Ward. I think that they're reaching a place where they're saying, you know, this idea of trying to guilt us based on something that happened in the past and the color of our skin, using that to try to divide. I think that attitude is as you shared regarding the school board in San Francisco, I think that people are beginning to reject that. I think people are beginning to wake up and say, no, we don't want this. And I think the, on the other hand, there is a greater effort. And I think that's what's being pointed out. And the website, by the way, that you can look at as it relates to that is a website called criticalrace.org. And they are outlining and showing where you can find the information about how critical race theory is being pushed into the education system and what you can do to come against it and to speak out against it. Because I think the other part to this is that, you know, they don't want us to know what is happening to our children. They don't want us to know about the indoctrination that's taking place in our country and the efforts that they're bringing forward to try to divide us. And the division is about conquering. A house divided cannot stand. They want us divided. They want chaos. They want hate. They want to see our entire system struck down and destroyed. And they see racism as a means by which to do this. We'll talk more with Ward about this coming up. Ward Connerly is my guest. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Remember that through God, all things are possible. We will. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Ward Connerly, and we're dealing with this issue of racism. It's something that Ward has been pushing back against, pushing for equality for quite a long time. This has been going on for quite some time, and of course, as a regent in Berkeley, at the University of California, Berkeley, trying to make people understand how it was rearing its ugly head for years in the UC system, and now, of course, it is being propagated even further. But you focus too on how racism is tied to this progressive Marxist movement as well. Can you talk with the audience a little bit about that, please?
Well, we tend to think that politics is this disorderly mess, which it is, without any rhyme or reason to it. But that's not quite true. There is a reason, there is a rhyme to what the progressives are trying to do. There is a plan in mind, a plan to remake American life. In the 2020 election, the progressives revealed who they really are. In the ballot title and summary of a proposition that was identified as Proposition 16. And it sought to impose race preferences contrary to what the California Constitution now commands. And I am proud of Prop 209 because I led that effort. And here's what they said, Pastor. American society is wrong because the white male is the one who is in charge of everything. The contract, the university, and we need to change all that because the white male is the source of our evil. That's my word. But that was the essence of what they were saying. And I could not believe that people would be so bold as to say something like that in a ballot title and summary. In the ballot, the official ballot title, they were saying these things, and thanks to the good Lord, we defeated that. But that's what we're, that's what's at stake here. They want to reorder society, not on the basis of competition for jobs, for university admissions, for employment. They want to be able to ordain who is going to do what in our society based on color. And that's what equity is. And you hear a lot about equity. The president talks about equity. Equity is nothing more than reparations, an attempt to redistribute the benefits that our great society produces and to distribute them on the basis of color and to a lesser extent gender, but primarily on the basis of color. And this is a political problem of the highest magnitude. And I have concluded that we're not going to solve this problem with the traditional lines of politics, Democrat versus Republican, conservative versus liberal or progressive. We're going to have to bring in new people into the political process. You know, I was wondering why is the registration, the political registration in California, in a 25-year span, it's gone from a majority registered Republican to 48% Democrat, 28% Republican in the state of California. Did people change their attitudes during that period? No. What happened is that demographically, we have changed and as a society, and we have not kept pace by assimilating all these new people into the political process. So what I have been doing in recent months is I have been spending every minute that I can to recruit a lot of these new Americans into the process. Selena Chu, she's the woman that led the effort to recall the San Francisco Board of Education. But it's like bringing in relief pitchers in the middle of a game.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me see if I can get this phone to do what it's supposed to do. And, oh my, look at that. I'm telling you, when technology is working, it's lovely. And when it isn't, it is absolutely not lovely. There we go. All right. Hey, Dr. Carol, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So, you know what? I'm going to call you right back because you're only coming in on half the mic because of the way this phone did this. So I'm going to call you right back. Hang on 1 second.
All right.
All right, here we go. Well, folks, my apologies. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I had a little bit of a phone issue on the uptick. Here we go. Dr. Carol Lieberman is with us. Dr. Carol, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much. Good to be back.
It's great to have you back. Well, I thought we'd do something a little bit different this morning. And here's my question. We've been watching a change in our education system and indoctrination, if you will, when it comes to the value of life, the removal of God, the removal, the insertion of atheism in our school system. As you have been testifying in so many cases that involve, you know, violent acts and immoral acts, do you think that the indoctrination that has been going on in our school system, what these individuals that are perpetrating these crimes have been being exposed to in our education system, has changed
the psychiatry, if you will, of a larger group of the American population?
You mean the fact that there is, well, the fact that there is godlessness and countrylessness and lots of other bad things in the school system? Are you asking if that, if you, how much of an effect that's having on people who are perpetrating crimes?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for condensing that so concisely. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well,
yes.
And the answer is yes. I mean, the answer is, you know, it's hard to know where to be. There is the school system. Has just, and it seems like it's been overnight, but I know it hasn't. It's just that we haven't been paying as much attention to it as we should. But the educational system has just gone upside down, you know, from what it used to be. And the country, and so it's no question or not a surprise that the country has gone upside down. I mean, they kind of both affect each other, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for example, you know all about, I mean, of course, we know about CRT, and we know about all of these twisted kinds of ways that sex is being taught, even in elementary school and so on. But I was reading something the other day about an article about how there is so much more sexual abuse or sexual assault or even rapes and so on in schools. And, like, you know, duh. I mean, if you're going to be teaching kids in grade school, filling their time, taking time in grade school to teach kids how to masturbate, which is ridiculous since people don't need to be taught how to masturbate, but all these other things about sex, and then you wonder, you know, why that might be stimulating kids to actually try out sex in school.
You know, I was just, yes, I'm glad you brought that up. I think that's one of the issues. You know, I was just thinking about, like, you know, when we look back, you know, I'll be 60 this year. When I look back about, you know, like the Charles Manson and the Sharon Tate murders and things of that nature, those were shocking in that day and age. Those kinds of atrocities were shocking. And yet, when I look at what's happening in Chicago today, in New York today, in other parts of the country today, and in places like Houston, and not too far from, you know, just 4 or 5 hours away from where I am, we've had some of these kinds of incidences up in Dallas, very violent crime. When I look at what I see today, these kinds of events don't seem to be... They don't seem to shock the conscience in the same way that they did back then. Does that make
right.
sense?
Yes, yes. Yes, you know, I look every morning, I'm drawn to, I look at a number of websites, number of outlets, and because I'm looking for my first tweet of the morning, what makes me the most angry.
Gotcha.
And so I start with the New York Post since I was born and bred in New York. And, every day, they have several pictures, if not videos, of crimes that are committed on the streets, many in broad daylight. People knocking down old ladies, of course, knocking down men who are dressed in Jewish religious garb, just shooting people. I mean, just it's like an everyday occurrence. And so we're getting desensitized to it, you know, like. That we don't get angry enough that this is so outrageous.
Yeah, I was just thinking about there's a thing called like hip hop videos or something like that, but it's a it's you know these violent videos of people getting in fights. Groups of individuals that are jumping somebody and beating them up. It is just nothing. It's all about violence and violence towards and it's made into kind of this. It's a glorified thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then And then we wonder why there's, you know, a rise in crime rates and why these types of things are going on. And I guess in some respects, I don't know, there's a balance in this, but it certainly seems to me that this has a lot to do with the removal of any kind of moral biblical standard. And really, it has a lot to do with the removal of the idea of what love looks like, what real love is.
And of course, the removal in many schools of starting out the day, you know, in homeroom with the Pledge of Allegiance and singing a patriotic song. That's what, when I was growing up, that's how we used to start our day. And I think that has had a huge impact on this country. I would like to, you know, it's one of my projects that I have on my to-do list. I would like to start something to bring that back into schools. I mean, I think that would go a far way to helping kids to, instead of thinking that it's so cool to put down the country and they see it, you know, their athletes who they look up to taking a knee, or like with the Super Bowl or, the Olympic athletes turning their back on the flag and the anthem and so on. I mean, you know, that's what kids are seeing. Their role models, they're seeing do these kinds of things instead of starting out with a cozy kind of way of starting the morning that, you know, aren't we all, we should all be so grateful that we're growing up in this country.
Well, and with freedoms and with liberties, but I think that's one of the things that's destroyed in this process as well. Is, you know, freedoms and liberties. When you take individuals who, and when you were with me last, we talked a little bit about the January 6th situation, and you know, are these, you know, some kind of terrorists or are they patriots? I think the, well, that they would be described as patriots, and yet the news media wants to make them out to be monsters.
Yes, I know, and they're continuing it. And they're going to continue it for as long as they can. I mean, all these people who are being held in horrible conditions in the jail and their lives ruined. And I mean, you know, of course, we're kind of seeing a similar thing in Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if you try to speak up for, and they were being peaceful, you know, they weren't. not to criticize January 6 people, but I mean, the truckers and all that, you know, and women, people, and people in the streets, you know, the woman who got run over or trampled by a horse. I mean, the horrible things that are going on there in a country that's supposed to be a democracy as well.
Well, there's a story in the Epoch Times about a Canadian lawmaker that claimed that a single mom had her bank account frozen up in Canada for giving $50. $50.
Yes,
to the Freedom Convoy.
Yes, I read that. I mean, it is really frightening that these things are being allowed to go on. You know, if we had this kind of a situation, America would never have gotten free in the first place. You know, if we weren't allowed to have a war.
We're going to go into a break, but when we come back, I want to go back into the question that I had asked you about the, you know, how the school system situation and the change there. And if you could talk about as you do profiles for clients, on, you know, potentially on their client or you're involved in a case where there's, you know, some violence that's been involved or what have you. If you can identify, you know, what you're seeing today versus perhaps what you saw 20 years ago when you began, you know, your practice and being a part of those as an expert witness, if you can differentiate the difference between what you saw 20 years ago versus what you see today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Dr. Carol Lieberman, expert witness, forensic psychiatrist, and you can find her at expertwitnessforensicpsychiatrist.com. Dr. Carol, we were talking about the difference between, you know, when you started your practice 20 years ago and what you're seeing today, and kind of the contrast, and perhaps how the indoctrination of the education system, which has continued to accelerate, has a role and plays a role in the psychology and of those that you're seeing. Can you talk about that contrast?
Yes. A compare and contrast assignment in 2 minutes.
In flyby time.
Well, yes. Fortunately, my mind rifled through the files and found something. Kind of interesting. You know, currently there is this case in Michigan of Ethan Crumbly, right? The school shooter.
Okay.
And, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, of course,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, and he is being tried in the same courthouse that I was in some years ago when I was an expert witness on a case, the Jenny Jones talk show murder trial. I was the defense psychiatrist for Jonathan Schmidt. And I don't know if you remember that. That was in the mid-90s. But this was the story of the man who was ambushed on Jenny Jones. Their producer said, somebody has a crush on you. Would you like to come on the show? And, of course, they didn't tell them that the real show was called Same Sex Secret Crush. And so Don unsuspectingly went on. He didn't even know who Jenny Jones was at the time. And it turned out that it was a young man, Scott Amador, who was gay. And he actually had come on. He was, they knew each other through an acquaintance, vaguely, you know, they were just acquaintances. And he had come on to Don in real life before the show. And Don had said to him, I'm not into that, but I'll be your friend. Well, that wasn't good enough for this guy. And he, you know, called up the Jenny Jones show when he saw that they were looking for people who would like to surprise their crush on national television. And I'm trying to make this long story short. I've actually been writing a book about this case. I've been working on it for a long time. So after the show, Scott continued to pursue him. And John ultimately went to his house and he said, and asked Scott to stop, and Scott wouldn't stop. And so John went back to his car and he got a gun that he had bought to kill himself. And he, you know, he was, took it to show Scott, I'm serious. He wasn't going to shoot him. But then Scott did something that held up a chair in a certain way. And it reminded John in a flash in his mind. John had all kinds of psychological problems, that mm-hmm. depressive. He was abused and so on. And it flashed in his mind that this was what his father had done, held up a chair in the same way. A year ago, and John, the gun went off, and he had been angry at his father when they had this fight a year ago, because his father had taken him into school and had beaten him with a strap, had taken a strap to him in this class because he thought that John was cutting school. This was his punishment. Okay, flash now to Ethan Crumbly. Yes, so, John was not a homophobe. His father and his grandfather and his great-grandfather were these, his father was in the Vietnam War, so he had PTSD and all that, and he had been physically abusing John, and his father and his grandfather's great-grandfather were hard-hunting, hard-drinking military men,
mm-hmm.
and John was not like that. Okay, so that was, in a nutshell, really a consolidated version.
Got
now,
it.
Take us forward to Ethan Crumbly. Ethan Crumbly, his parents are sociopaths, Ethan's are, and his school, you know, so John shot one person, he then called, John called 911 right after he did it. He didn't, like, try to hide that what he had done. And Ethan, you know, became a school shooter, he killed at least four people, injured more, and, he, you know, why did he do that? He was basically out there in the world on his own. His parents were sociopaths. His parents really taught him to kind of hate the world. He was obsessed with violent video games, Ethan was. He was bullied in school. And in school, you know, the school wasn't paying attention at all to the fact that he was being bullied. In fact, after this happened, they tried to deny that he had been bullied because they didn't want to take responsibility for it. And then, of course, you know, the school did find suspicious kinds of things before the shooting. the notes and pictures that Ethan drew that kind of, that were basically, they were crying for help. And the school did notify his parents, but his parents didn't want to take it seriously, and they left him there that day. And the school, neither the parents nor the school, looked in his backpack, and where they would have found the gun that his father had bought him just a little bit before. And, you know, just all of this shirking of responsibility and making a school environment where, which was conducive to, first of all, not picking out kids with problems and doing something about it. I love it that they also had, apparently they had at least one school counselor in that meeting on that morning of the shooting, before the shooting. And the school counselor said that it was okay to send him back to his class. Now, you know, that school counselor should have their license taken away. But because what they should have done was to, when they knew he had, you know, he was drawing guns, drawing pictures of people with blood and shot and so on. And so what they should have done was to call 911 and had taken Ethan to a psychiatric hospital and admitted him as an emergency. So basically, I mean, you know, John's parents, they didn't know about what had happened on the set until afterwards. They couldn't really have stopped that, you know, that no one, John didn't know when he was going to Chicago to tape the segment what was going to be happening. So his parents couldn't have protected him from that. But Ethan's parents, on the other hand, and his school, could well have protected the other students from him, and they did nothing. So, but you know, a large part of this, and there are more school shootings in the future than there have been because of this time on lockdown when so many kids have been spending these hours playing violent video games.
Right.
And that is going to encourage them. That's been their teacher, you know, while they haven't been in class with teachers. These violent video games have been their teachers.
Well, and Dr. Carroll, it changes their psyche. It twists their minds. And you know, I mean, some of these are the video games that are actually used by soldiers to prepare them to kill people in war. Yeah. And so you have children that are being exposed to something, and the soldiers are getting, you know, training in this, but they're taught that these are acts of war. You don't act upon these things unless you have orders, unless you're doing certain things. And even soldiers sometimes have confusion and have issues that arise. And here you have children that are being exposed to those same games. It really does go back, though, I think, to the absence of God and the absence of teaching the value of life. We teach children at 4 years of age that by the time they're nine, they should be aborting the child in them because its life doesn't matter. You know, they're exposed to elderly people and euthanasia and the devaluation of the elderly. I mean, all the way along the line, we've created a culture of death, and then we wonder why children act out with that kind of violence. They don't even realize it's violence.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business and it will bless yours.